This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, August 9th, brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Alley. Well, the tropical event Debbie continues to downgrade as it moves up the East Coast, but flooding has been widespread along the path of the storm. Ethan Lane with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has experienced Debbie.
Just by happenstance, I'm down here in Georgia right now. You know, as much as 10 inches of rain or more in some areas, especially the coastal areas, dealing with a lot of flooding. A couple of the factors are, one, it's swirling slowly. It's moving slowly. So instead of passing through, the impact of it is kind of a long duration.
Aside from the headlines from the athletic competition in Paris, one of the bigger stories has been the lack of protein for athletes and the Olympic Village cafeteria. Lane says the global stage helps to make a point.
You need these breakthrough moments where the world is all watching TV and laughing about the fact that you've got the global athletic community all in one place. In, by the way, a country that eats a ton of steak and a ton of beef. So you've got this political influence coming in, and it's helpful every once in a while for the general public to see the absurdity of what we deal with and talk about every day.
Finally, to politics, Lane agrees that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz adds a new dynamic to the race for the White House.
Kamala Harris doesn't really have an agriculture record to speak of. She certainly has not been engaged in that arena during her time as vice president. The former Trump administration has a long record of what they did in office. So it's going to be an interesting discussion to see kind of how that plays out in the debates, that at least one that's now confirmed on the top of the ticket, and that we would anticipate a Walz and J.D. Vance debate at some point. You know, and it's not all black and white. I mean, you know, we as an industry are really focused on the trade agenda. And you want to get ag lobbyists in Washington stirred up, talk about the lack of action on market access for our products overseas. That's how our producers make money. You know, we have a vice presidential candidate who has a lot of good qualities on the Republican side of the aisle, but you know, trade is not one of them. And so it generates some serious concerns.
Overall good weather for the 24 growing season has traders anticipating the USDA will show an increase in trend yields for both corn and soybeans. Some adjustments expected in crop acreage. Arlen Suderman of Stone X says satellite data will play an important role in the USDA's forecast.
As I look at the NDVI scores, which are one of the ways with satellite data we can measure the health of the crops, they come in above the 20-year average for each of the 18 states in early August that are the primary production states, producing 95% of the crop each year, except for Colorado. That's the only state below average. When you do a composite of all 18 states together, we are above average. We're above last year for this time of year. We're above some key production years that had big crops like 2004, 2009, and 2014, and we're near the top of that 20-year average for early August.
The Ag Department did resurvey farmers for planted acreage, but Suderman says there would have to be dramatic changes in crop acreage to offset higher expected yield averages.
For corn, we need to see about a 2.5 million acre reduction if USDA kind of went crazy and put the yield at 187. I did a little modeling this last week, and it's possible we could see the yield eventually even top 190. So that's why I say yield will have the bigger impact. For soybeans, we probably need to knock off a million to million and a half acres. Right now, I don't see any evidence to really justify that. So it'd be a surprise to the trade all the way around.
The USDA's World Agriculture Supply Demand Estimates Report, due at 12 Eastern on Monday. In addition, the USDA's Crop Condition and Progress Report, also offered on Monday afternoon at 3 Eastern. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. The American Coalition for Ethanol is hosting its 37th annual conference in Omaha, August 14th through 16th. This must-attend event features timely updates on ethanol public policy, market development, board of director training, and more. Visit ethanol.org for event details. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.